We're going to head overseas now to Jerusalem. A six-month ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza has expired. Late on Thursday, Hamas announced it would not be extending that truce. In recent weeks, there's already been an upsurge in violence. For the latest, we go now to Jerusalem and BBC correspondent Katia Adler. Welcome, Katia.
Hello.
So do you want to describe the dynamics that have triggered Hamas saying that they would not extend the truce?
Well, frankly, it comes as little surprise. There had been some speculation perhaps the six-month truce would be extended, but frankly, it's been a very weak truce at best, both sides pointing to the other and saying that they weren't keeping their side of the bargain. Hamas says, look, Israel has kept up its economic blockade of the Gaza Strip throughout, leading to crippling shortages, so much so that the United Nations said yesterday, on Thursday, that they had halted all food handouts to 750,000 people in the Strip. Whereas Israel says to Hamas, well, why should we lift the blockade? You didn't keep your side of the bargain. You didn't stop smuggling weapons into the Gaza Strip. You didn't help us towards the eventual release of our captured soldier, Gilad Shalit, believed to be in Gaza. You didn't prevent all rocket fire by Palestinian militants in Gaza at Israeli towns. And therefore, what was our incentive to lift the blockade? So it's a very familiar, an all too familiar, gloomy picture with a lot of finger pointing and people on the ground worried that the end of this imperfect ceasefire now could lead to an escalation in hostilities.
There are many reports that suggest that the truce, which you call fragile to begin with, really began, though, unraveling last week when there was a series of violent clashes. Can you tell us about some of those?
Well, to be honest, you know, everybody always likes to say, well, it was then, it was then, it was then. It really depends who you ask, because, again, when you go into Gaza and you ask Gazans, they'll say that this ceasefire, weak or not weak, has made very little difference to their lives anyway, that they have been suffering under Israeli punishment ever since Hamas won the Palestinian parliamentary elections in January 2 years ago, that in fact that has intensified ever since Hamas seized internal control over the Gaza Strip 18 months ago. So again, to get into the details of whether it was a week ago or 5 weeks ago or whatever, the basic scenario is this. Hamas says it will now do anything to protect the Palestinian people. Israel says it's ready for a ground invasion of Gaza if necessary. That is now that the ceasefire has ended, leading to many people saying, well, an imperfect ceasefire surely was better than none, at whichever point things seem to get worse. However, if you want to look for a glimmer of hope in this miserable situation, it is this, that neither Hamas nor Israel seem keen to be the first ones to escalate hostilities. And also, they're very distracted by other matters. Hamas,
right,
by an internal political struggle, and Israel by the upcoming general election.
Exactly. So they've both got their own political situations to deal with. And do you think that will be enough to prevent an escalation?
Well, again, I think, you know, if once you start working in the Middle East, you realize that it's a very bad idea to make any predictions, because you never know what's going to happen, because all you need is for that one rocket fired by one Palestinian militant that happens to land in a schoolyard or somewhere where there are many casualties, or all you need is one Israeli airstrike to hit a lot of civilians in one go and the whole thing can just explode. So that's very difficult to say. However, it's not really in the interests of Israel at the moment or the Palestinian political leadership in the Gaza Strip to really ratchet up the violence, because they need to concentrate their attentions elsewhere.
And is there any sense that there's any anticipation there for the Obama administration, which is going to take over in just over 1 month?
Well, I mean, yes, there's skepticism. There's a lot of thought, to be honest. I mean, Israel was not very keen on Obama. Many Israelis looked to his middle name, Hussein, and said, surely this is not going to be a friend of Israel. However, he did give a very strong speech to the Israeli community, the Jewish community, saying very clearly that there should be peace, yes, with the Palestinians, but that Israeli security must always be respected and that Jerusalem must always remain the capital of Israel. Now, this is music to the ears of most Israelis, and it's very depressing to hear for most Palestinians. They want an eventual Palestinian mm-hmm. state to have East Jerusalem as their capital. There is an awareness also, though, that there is a big economic crisis in the United States, and nobody expects Barack Obama to concentrate first on the Israeli-Palestinian sure. conflict. So I think for the moment, people feel that in the area, they're sort of on their own. They're concentrating on their own domestic agendas, and then at the wider one as well. I mean, Israel is very concerned about the perceived threat from Iran. It's very aware that a deal with the Palestinians is no good if there is no wider recognition from the Arab world. And the Palestinians are also looking around, looking at the greater security in the region. These are times very much as you know, Adora, where people don't just look at their own doorstep, but where their house is situated on the largest street, if you like.
Well, that was a nice way of putting it. Katya Adler, thanks so much for that update. Katya Adler is a BBC Middle East correspondent, and she was reporting to us from Jerusalem on the Israeli-Palestinian truce that Hamas says it will no longer honor.